Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
It's not always easy to see what is coming at you, or better yet, for you. You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach Today has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity with compassionate coaching and an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach Today has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice or family member's tips are not working for you, you want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach Today, you will be the change you want to see. We'll give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet to be. For a 45 minutes complimentary session, email Life Coach Today at ask@lifecoachtoday.com. That's ask@lifecoachtoday.com or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. Be still, listen, and be transformed.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
I know that is right. Many blessings to you. I receive that with gratitude. I say yes to love. I make room for love. And it's a lot easier when I know who I am.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. And I am free.
Oh, yes, we are. Oh, yes, I am. Oh, yes, you is. Carly Jackson, my beautiful sister friend, thank you for that reminder. Now we're going to invite my brother, Troy Horn, to remind us that we are truly a miracle. Know that? You're a miracle. Know what?
We'll think about sunlight. We'll think about rain. We'll think about my life and the beauty love brings. When I think about my family, when I think about friends, suddenly everything is beautiful. So I think it all again. Every smile you share, every heart you heal, is leaving your mark on the planet, saying you are here.
We are.
It's hard to remember, yeah, all the gifts we had. until we have to surrender. Oh, when the times turn bad. So when you think about tragedy, and when you think about pain, remember hope's round the corner, calling out your name. Every smile you share, every heart you heal, is leaving your mark on the planet, saying you are here. We are miracles. We are
become an active participant in that process of miraculously healing yourself and others. A miracle when you shift your perception from one of fear to one of love. You are on this planet to help shift the perception of fear to love. And when you do that, you allow healing. So when you look around and you see everything that's going on in the world that just breaks your heart, that you can't stand, that you can't understand, that you think it's just wrong, it's just evil, or maybe you're looking at your life and you think, I am a screw-up. I just can't figure this out. Guess what? You can figure it out. It's simple. It's an invitation for you to shift your perception from fear, limiting thoughts, thoughts of judgment, to one of love. And when you do that, you make room for more love. And we're talking about a love that will set you on fire. Alicia Keys ain't got nothing on this. You'll be on fire and more on so many levels. I just heard Alicia Keys in my head. I can't be singing This Girl Is On Fire. Not this lifetime anyway. So this boy is on fire, but it don't sound as good. But yes, I embrace all the girls on fire. Moving right along. Yes, yes, yes. You allow love to touch you in many parts, in many places. Allow love to just activate the essence of who you are. And I'm going to just ask you this question. I might bring it up later again, but, you know, I can't help but allow what is coming through. If you just take this moment right now, and reflect on your life, especially those of you who are going through challenging times, if you look at what you're going through, the things you've been struggling with, if you can just suspend your judgment, what would that feel like? What would your life look like? What new perspective, a new awareness would you have about what you're moving through? That's what a miracle is. You suspend your judgment. Judgment is rooted in limited thoughts. Lesser vibration, if you will. But if you just suspend judgment of your life, of who you are, of the life, quote-unquote, outside of yourself, it's Just suspend judgment just for a moment. You can pick it back up. I'm not attached. Just drop the judgment right now. And just allow whatever is seeking to be birthed, whatever wants to come up. And if you're bold enough, daring enough, call in 347-426-3346. Because you have all that you need. Yes, I'm going to read that right now. Well, not right now. Let me welcome folks. They're still rushing and stepping over people. Say, oh, excuse me. Sorry. Some of y'all are late. But Tia said, oh, no, I was late yesterday. I am not going to be late for my blessing today. I'm sitting in the front row. Peacemaker said, oh, my God, I have been gone for so long. My life has just been kind of funny. It hasn't been the same. I got to get back to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show because it just feels like something is missing. I need to be filled up. Yes, Tia said, oh, I am here with my pencil and paper. Man, yesterday was standing room only. I was so mad at myself, but today I'm front row. She said, I'm making room for love, baby. Yes, love, make love to me. I understand. When you allow love to make love to you, you will arrive on time. Pun intended. But from an elevated point of view. But wherever you went with it, it's all good. You know, it's time to take off all the judgment. Okay. I'm feeling so much. So I try and hold it. That's why I don't do the announcement, because I start mixing what I'm hearing and what's coming through me with the announcements. I get triggered. So let me do what I should be doing. Nah. I'm not going to shoot on myself. I'm doing what I'm doing. Room for shooting. Adult diapers is too expensive. So let me welcome you, though, Tia, love and happiness, peacemaker, silent listeners, disguised as guests, those of you who are listening and walking away and saying, well, I have him in the background. I can't have it too loud. I got to get my dose of Ade because he's crazy. Well, if you see crazy in me, guess what? You is crazy too. And in your craziness, you will find yourself. Get out the chat room. The chat room is inspiring me to be even more crazy. I'm not normally crazy. I'm usually, I'm usually a bit sensible about things, practical and logical. Anyway, good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. I'm shaking my head at myself. Thank you for tuning in to yourself and tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change is inspired, change begins, and when we inspire the change, when you tune into yourself, you can't help but make a difference. Because every day, every moment when you tune into yourself, oh my God, it's like rebooting your computer. It's getting a recharge. It's like going to the gas station and filling up your gas tank, your love tank. So you can't help but make a difference. But you are here to take that to, that's a gift. Just the fact that you exist, you make a difference. But if you really want to do something, you got to start living. You got to share that love, that inspiration. You can't just be waiting for life to happen. Life is waiting to happen through and as you. So if life is not happening for you the way you want life to happen for you, guess what? You are the one that ain't happening for you. Got it? And if you're new and that's feeling like, you know, you got triggered, that's okay, get over yourself. Truth will piss you off, but most importantly, it will set you free. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. I'm feeling like drumming today. All right, some of y'all are too serious. I can't be doing that. Okay, let me stop it. I don't know. Just feel this rhythm, this is all moving through me. Yes, okay, so as I need to tell you, I'm told I need to tell you that. I am is the host. Don't judge me about drumming on my show. If you judge me, you're only judging yourself. I am is your host, and the I am presence is uniquely expressing as life coach Ade, Ademola Anifowoshe, Ade Anifowoshe, the nutty professor, the metaphysical rebel, I can't tell you that. That's just for me. Yes, I am that I am. I say yes to the presence. I say yes to the power. I say yes to life. I say yes to love. And before I bring on Celeste, let me tell you a little something. Let me read something to you. I want you to pay attention. Earlier I told you to suspend judgment for a moment. No, really, really, really. Just really think about it. In your mind, some of you, yeah, but you must have judgment, because if you don't judge things, how would you know what's good or bad for you? Stop it. Relax. Just suspend judgment for a minute. And even as I read what I'm about to read to you, just suspend judgment, because your ego mind wants to be in control. And guess what? You gave your ego mind permission to always want to be in control. You install the information into your egoic mind, and then it plays back to you when you need it. So the ego is not some kind of disease or program that we were infected by. The ego collected all this information with our help, based on our culture, our race, what we believe in or don't believe in, what's good or bad, the school we went to, what we agree with as a society, what is hurt, what is hot and what is cold, what will cause pain and what wouldn't. We store that information in there, and the ego said, I got it. Pledge allegiance to always protect you. So when you are expanding and stepping outside of yourself, and you forget to inform your ego mind to calm down. It's whoa, whoa, whoa. It's like a guard dog. It's like start barking. No, 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 don't do that. Don't change. What you mean love? No, no, no. That people are evil. True. And we ain't doing love. Your ego is doing exactly what you programmed it to do. And in your spiritual practice, you give yourself an opportunity to reprogram your egoic mind. And there will come a time where your ego is bowing to your spirit, where your ego mind is bowing to your heart. It won't move until your heart gives it the direction. It will be the servant of spirit, rather than you feeling like you have to serve your ego mind or fight your ego mind. When you do that, you're making room for love. Love don't have time for battle. So when the ego mind is going, wait, I don't have enough love, okay. Love is like a cat. It would just walk away like, you ain't ready for this. You ain't ready for me. So, whoever needed to hear that, I thought I was reading something. But it was good. I was talking to myself. That felt good. Whew. Okay. Let's read today's daily thought. Everybody get your daily thought out, like Dr. Barber would say at Hillside. Where's your daily thought? No, ma'am. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. If you're a Hillsider, you understand the joke. If not, then let's just keep it moving. Because Celeste is waiting to do the announcement, the church lady. Today's daily thought is, I have all that I need. I have all that I need. Allow that idea to sink in for a minute or two. I have all that I need. Close your eyes and repeat the affirmation. I have all that I need. You actually do have all that you need. This is a simple yet profound truth. You may have to do mind fasting in order to clear out beliefs that are contrary to this truth. Perhaps your thoughts that suggest who you are came from what you have in your bank account, from the material goods you possess. Refuse to accept such erroneous thoughts. They are toxic to your spiritual nature. I have all that I need. I change my thoughts and become receptive to what I need. Today, I embody the truth that I am to be in the world, but not of the world. God is the source of my supply. With an open and grateful heart, I throw myself open and allow God as my source to resource me. I know that I am here to represent God on earth. It is God's good pleasure to give me the kingdom. I let it, I allow it, and I say, thank you, God, for blessing and using me. Thank you, zeal, in me, through me, as me, around me, through the Christ within, and so it is. We just made room for more love. Now let's make room for the church lady. Hello, church lady. I'm sorry, I can't help but mess with you. I just, there's this little boy in me that likes messing with people. I just love messing with you. Sorry about that. Not really.
Don't apologize. I was ready for you.
Yeah, right. Where's the security? Head of security.
Meow.
Leo.
He is asleep on the
Cleo
bed with me right now.
On the job?
She's asleep
Cleo,
on the
on
job,
the
just
job?
Like her mom.
So those of you, if you don't know who we're talking about, who Cleo is Celeste's cat. Well, actually, no, she's the head of security. If you go on the Ask Life Coach at a fan page, like page, or even on my Facebook wall, which is at a Annie Felicia, you will see Cleo there. Cleo before catnip and Cleo after. She's a deep, but now she's sleeping. So she's a security officer, but well, what are we going to do?
Well,
so anyway.
she just raised her head, so she might be chiming in. But I'm looking forward to the what you're going to be sharing today, because I can already feel the energy of the download that you're going to be giving. And did you see Sun Goddess and Glenda has joined you as well?
Wee!
All those beautiful,
ooh, look
at
all these people came for Sunfest, the Love Fest. Oh, my God. We're about
wow.
to make some love in the house today. That's what
and
we're
there's Glowing Gooch.
Glowing Gooch right at the top.
Hey, sweet
wow, wow, wow.
DC.
Yes. Hold on, Celeste. Hold on. I didn't know all these people showed up. They said they were going to be late. I know they were coming, but they said they were going to be late. So I thought I had some time to make some little bit more stuff. But thank you all for being here, Glowing Gooch, silent listeners, disguises, guests, Tia, love and happiness, Zobatron, peacemaker, and sun goddess. The lady with the many names, I understand. We have Glenda in the house, too. And, of course, we want to welcome our people listening on the phone lines. We want to welcome those of you who are listening on Within Radio. And we can't leave out those of you that are listening on the archive right now. Thank you. Thank you for listening. And speaking of archive, I need to tell my listeners this, because I love my listeners. I really do.
I really, really,
oh, my God, you guys don't even know. I know you think I'm joking. I'm serious. I'm serious about
I'm
this
seriously
joke.
Seriously
joking. I am. You guys don't even know. Okay, let me move on because I can feel it dropping down, and then I start having liquid thoughts, and ain't nobody got time for that. Do you know that when you're listening to the show and you get a call, you can actually pause the show? Now, y'all don't get carried away now. Really? So that means I can go, no. Only when you receive a call. Okay. I'm not going to be conditional about my love. But just if you need to. If someone calls you, you can pause the show. Now, that means you'll be behind. So if you comment in the chat room on the like page, fan pages, we won't know what you're talking about. You have to clarify yourself. Just FYI. And now, church ladies, got some more announcements for you. This moment was produced by, I don't know, nobody wants to show you. Yeah, Kleenex, I know, right?
I
love
yes.
you so much.
I know. You know, I got to do this. I see my favorite number combination, guest 717. Thank you so much for being in the house. That's my mommy's birthday.
Mm-hmm. Ain't she that guest with a cat symbol? That's interesting. I don't know how to do that. Anyway.
Okay. Let's get through it.
Don't want people saying, I don't want to come to this love fest. Y'all talk too much. Give me some love or I'm leaving.
All right.
Y'all talking about we can have some love, and all y'all do is talking about cat. Ain't nobody interested in a cat.
Watch out.
I know, right?
Okay, here we go.
Behave myself.
Let's drink some tea. Hot tea.
Yes, it's getting cold, actually. My tea's getting cold. So you go ahead and do the announcement, and I'll drink some tea.
We need
somebody to sponsor the teas that I drink. This mug of tea, or tea of mug, or cup of tea. Yeah, cup of mug of tea of mug, whatever that is. This cup of tea was brought to you by... I'm not giving them props. If I have to think about it, I need to leave it alone. It needs to just flow. But anyway, no, Celestial, I almost said that too. Announcement. I got things to do.
All right.
Come on now.
Okay. Hello, beautiful family. Welcome to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. My name is Celeste Morgan, and I'll be keeping you informed of all the happenings going on with the Ask Life Coach Today radio show and LifeConversationsRadio.com. You can find the Mad Hatter, a.k.a. Life Coach Today, right here from Monday through Wednesday, 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. If you happen to miss him live, all of the shows are archived. You can even subscribe on iTunes by entering Life Conversations. You don't have to go a day without Life Coach Today. Call in with your questions, thoughts, and anything you're dealing with so Life Coach Today can support you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346, and make sure to press 1 on your keypad. Now, if you can't call in, you can post your questions on the Ask Life Coach Today fan like page on Facebook. Just be sure to create a new posting. We want to make sure that we get to you. Now, if you don't do Facebook or you can't get on Facebook, you can go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. Hover on the Life Conversations. I'm sure Cleo just jumped on my lap.
Okay.
I need to get in the studio instead of doing this from home. This bad. Okay. Don't be interrupting my announcements, clowning me. Now, if you don't do or can't get on Facebook, go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. Hover on the Life Conversations radio menu. Then you will see a drop-down menu. Click on the Ask Life Coach Today button and fill in the email. You can also join me around 1 for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, where I offer the energy of the day. Did you know that you have access to Life Coach Today any time of the day? Sure you do. You can email him any questions you may have, and he will answer them on the air. The email address is ask@lifecoachtoday.com. Is there a topic you would like Life Coach Today to explore on an upcoming show? You can email him that too. Let's get Life Coach Today's perspective on what you see moving and shaking in the world that is impacting you. The theme for the month of October is Say Yes to Love. And we have wonderful guests lined up who will help shift you one conversation at a time. Tomorrow is Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today. Learn how the unacknowledged truths in your ancestral blueprints may still be influencing your life today. We also have other exciting shows on the Life Conversations Radio Network. Be sure to join Ambassa Safara for the play experience. Have you played with yourself today? Have you passionately loved and appreciated you? If not, take a trip on the playground every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Be sure to join me as well for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern, where we connect with introspective tools like tarot to get you more clarity about your life's journey. For more info, go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. You will find a calendar and a listing of all the shows. Did you know that the Ask Life Coach Today radio show is syndicated? It is on Within Radio every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to inspirebroadcasting.com.
facebook.com. Saturday nights just got hotter with the sounds of soul with A. Anifa Wilshe on 1-2 Radio. Life Coach Today is hosting a musical show dedicated to getting you in touch with all of your senses, reminding you of your quest to love, dream, and connect with the inner freedom within, reminding us of our oneness. Join him every Saturday at 10 p.m. Eastern on 12radio.com. Finally, coming a little closer, we have a special treat for you. For a donation of $5 or more to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show, we will send you a brand new, hot off the presses, MP3 guided meditation done by Life Coach Today. Say yes to your good. Now, I did have an opportunity to check it out this weekend, and I'm not a regular meditator, if that's a real word, but I promise you, you will get in alignment with your good when you experience it for yourself. So to make a donation, go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, then hover, don't click on the Life Conversations Radio menu, then click the Ask Life Coach Today drop-down menu, and you will see a donate button on the right-hand side, or you can go to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show and or the Life Conversations Radio fan like pages on Facebook and click the donate button. We thank you in advance, family, for being such a blessing, and we want to get your feedback about how you enjoyed Say Yes to Your Good. Now, that wraps up your announcements. Let's welcome back Life Coach Today.
Thank you, Church Lady. Thank you, Celeste and Cleo, for making your appearance. Just like, don't be doing an announcement without me. Thank you.
Come get her. Let's see how well you do over there with this cat around.
Man, if I had Cleo here, I would turn on my webcam. I have on my keyboard. No, I won't. No, I'm pretty particular about my keyboard. I'd be like, ah, on the keyboard. Seat your furry hips somewhere else. But anyway, thank you, Celeste.
My pleasure.
Yes. Life is good. It's getting better. And yes, words from the heart quarters, not the headquarters, the meditation. I'm told to tell you that it was downloaded from a deep place. Now, I'm channeling right now. This is not Life Coach Ade talking. This is information from their heart quarters. It will connect you with your, with the truth, with the good, with the God, with the love that you already are. You can always pull on it and use it whenever you want. It helps you to meditate if you're not a regular meditator, as Les said. Yes, there's more coming, and I've been wanting to do meditation. I've been hearing to do meditation. Actually, that's the best way it's been coming. It's like, do meditation. I'm like, yeah, I'll do it, blah, blah, blah. I had all these stories and excuses. But I did the first, well, I did two, actually. But thanks to Mercury, it's messing with me somehow. And I can't find the first one I did, which was just like, whoa. And then there's more coming, and I'm getting different types. But anyway, yes, as Celeste said, if you want the meditation, we just say exchange the love, exchange the energy, exchange your gift of $5 and more, and I will be more than happy to share that with you. And it's simply all about making room for love. And so let's go deeper. Put on your seatbelt. Hold on tight to your weave and your wig and your toupees, because it's time to make room. Actually, maybe you want to take them off. Make room. You might want to take off your – stop it. Don't say that. No, okay, I won't say that. Just take off anything that you have on right now, if you can. Just making you feel uncomfortable. Especially you ladies. You know, all the things that are holding you up, it just feels tight. You can't breathe. You're just you're snapping at folks. You might want to loosen up a little bit. Okay. So let me you know, today's theme, and the theme for the month is Say Yes to Love. And I don't even know why I'm laughing, but I just got Oh, gosh. When you say yes to life, you just never know what's going to happen. So today's conversation is saying yes to more love. And while Celeste was doing the announcements, I've trying to get my email opened, and, you know, Mercury is retrograding, so stuff is happening. So we just have to be patient so we don't end up in the emergency room. We can make a choice now. And I'm seeing on here talking about iPhone 6 is coming. Well, there are rumors that an iPhone 6 is coming out, right? And iPhone 5S and 5C just came out about 2 months ago. Now, some of you might be saying, what's that got to do with this conversation? I'll tell you, you know, for the most part, there's a method to my madness. For the most part. You know, some people are buying gadgets, and really, you can do whatever you want, because you can. But the question is, when we're buying these gadgets, are we buying the gadget to fill a void in ourselves? So instead of make room for love, because we've been betrayed, we feel we're not enough, we buy the latest gadget. Just something to think about. And it all ties into the show. Whew. Okay, y'all ready for this? Let's do it. I'm going in. Cover me. I am going in because I'm trying to pace myself. I feel so much. I feel myself buzzing. Okay, so let me just make it easy myself and read the description for today's show. You got my back? Good. Okay, so here's the description for today's show. And at the same time, I just got the giggles. I don't know why. So anyway, love is always available. However, sometimes our experiences can lead us to believing there is a lack of love from time to time. Every breakdown, challenge, heartache, struggle is nothing more than an invitation to open yourself up to more love. Like all invitations, it is polite to reply and let your host in this case is love, know if you are going to show up or not for the love fest. The good news is love won't give up on you. So why not say yes the first time and be healed? And those of you that are listening right now, and because you're saying yes by listening to this conversation, healing is already happening. Healing is taking place. You're being healed, and it's happening on a deeper level. It goes beyond the words. It goes beyond, you know, the healing's happening even before I speak the words. Because on a soul level, on a spirit level, on a love level, we are connected. Your soul, your spirit already knows what I'm about to say. It's your intuition. You can just feel it. I was just thinking that. You're thinking it because we are one. Let's talk a little bit about this thing called love. And I really do feel like humanity, we look down at love for the most part. Love is underrated. We think love is not enough. You need more than love. Two things that, well, it used to, what I was going to say, they used to piss me off. Not anymore. I just laugh now. And people say, you need more than love in their relationship. That says a lot about the person saying that. And on the other side of that conversation, I understand what they're saying. Because the kind of love that is conditional, the kind of love that's just airy-fairy, the sentimentality, you're like, well, come here, let me give you a hug. I love you. No, I love you. Why are you tripping? You know, yeah, you need more than that. Love is action. Love is acceptance. Love is freedom. Love is healing. Love harmonizes, brings situations and challenges into balance. Love is always looking for the perfect opening. Okay? When you say yes. So here's a moment for love to flood through, okay? Because right now, I have a choice to be pissed or be peaceful. I choose peacefulness. And I, that's not even, just keep it moving, let's keep it moving. See, love is always looking for an opening, for a way to express itself. Some of you still trying to figure out what happened. Mercury retrograding, keep it moving. So when you allow yourself, when you make space, when you create the energy, when you create the space and the place for love to reveal itself, oh my God, as Glowing Gooch wrote on my wall yesterday, you will experience an inner explosion. And this inner explosion is the healing. Inner explosion will set you free. This inner explosion will heal you of a heartache, will heal you of betrayal, because that inner explosion will make you whole. And it will use all the mess, all the judgment, all the doubt, all the criticism, all the blame to keep the flame burning if you let it. If you let it. However, if you want to hold on to your judgment, your criticism, or being right, then the inner explosion is not as strong or intense. You've got to bring all your mess so love can really just work its miracle. So for those of you that are going through challenging experiences, I want you to consider that you are being invited. Love is inviting you to open yourself up to more. Now, the egoic mind would say, well, open myself to be more, to do more. What do I have to do? But all you've got to do, all that's required, all that is necessary, is that you say yes. I'm talking about a sacred yes. So let's put this into context for a minute. Think of a challenge that you're going through. Not enough money. It's the end of the month. You know you're getting ready to get paid, but you have more bills than you have money. Maybe, you know, the student loan folks have been putting their hands in your student loan, in your salary. They told you education was important. Now you have to pay for the rest of your life. But I digress. Don't leave that alone. Make room for more love. And love them anyway. Maybe it's a challenging relationship. Maybe you create a vision for your life. Inside of you, you know you're here for something great. And not only that, you've started to take the steps in the direction of this vision. But it looks like things are not working out. It looks like it's challenging. It looks like things are not happening. Here's a secret. If you want to allow more love, if you want to make the journey easy, I said it at the beginning of the show because it couldn't wait. It wanted to be expressed. Can you just in this moment, suspend your judgment of the challenges that you're going through? Maybe you're overweight and you said last year, 2012, that you're going to be a certain weight. And here's 2013 coming to an end, and you're even heavier than you used to be. Maybe you had a vision, you had a dream that you said, oh my God, 2013 is going to be my best year. But from your interpretation, it's been the worst year, and you can't wait to move in 2014. can you just suspend judgment right now of yourself, or what you should have done, or what you did, or what you didn't do, or what was done to you, or what they didn't do for you? Even when you hear in your own mind and say, yeah, excuse me, I can do that, but, you know, I was warned about this. I didn't listen. Can you just suspend judgment just for a moment? Just for a moment. If you can do that, you make room for love. Love is the great harmonizer. Love is the great healer. Love makes all things whole. Love brings clarity. Love transcends time and space. Love makes things happen. Love is who you are. So when you suspend judgment of anything or anyone, you open yourself up to be grounded. You open yourself up to more love, to the truth of who you are. And when you're completely in alignment with the truth of who you are, you will catch a new awareness. Like, whoa, wait a minute. You remember something, or just your awareness will cause a shift on the planet, that someone will either contact you, you will see a sign driving down the highway, and it will be just the right answer. You may catch an awareness of why you're still overweight. You may be telling yourself, we're just big-boned in our family. Well, you might catch an awareness that just because we've been big-boned in the family, that's right, I said big-boned, I know what I said, that maybe you can change that story so those who come after you can tell a different story of the pain we go through, if not all, is when we're resisting life. Life in the form of experiences, life in the form of who we are, resisting life in how things are showing up. Life is nothing more than an invitation. Life is inviting you to show up, to come to the party, and we can create together. Life is saying, come on, let's create. Oh, my God, I caught a new awareness. I'm looking for the perfect opening to express this thought that I just had. Oh, my God, I have a vision for myself. I just need somebody to join with me, to copulate, so we can fertilize this egg, this idea, this vision. Well, I ain't good enough. Well, I don't know enough. Yeah, it's not the right time. Life is like, I don't care about that. Come here, listen. I'm the one that's really doing this thing. I just need an opening. I just need an opening. Are you the one? And the opening, when you allow yourself to be the opening, everyone benefits. Saying yes to the invitation is releasing somebody else through your practice of forgiveness. It's reminding yourself that what was done to you did hurt you, but you know that your life is sacred. Your life is important, and you are now taking back your power, that you're willing to let go of the stories that you have made up, or whatever, if it's true or not, that is keeping you in the past, because you deserve the best. Life is always inviting you to show up. Now, part of the invitation, when you say yes to the invitation, it's moving from See, here's a... And I'll call it Western spirituality. The Western spirituality... Let me see if I should use that word. Let me just feel it. Okay. Yeah. It's a big statement. But I'm the metaphysical rebel. So why not? The West, I mean all, but I just want to focus on the Western spirituality right now because this is where I'm at. This is where I live. This is where I be. But I'm so much more. But anyway, let's not get too esoteric. But anyway, even I'm struggling with this word. I can't even say, okay, make room for love. Okay, Western, oh, here it is. Yes. Thank you. Western spirituality can be dangerous for your spiritual growth if you do not invite your heart. Thank you for all who supported me and helped me deliver in that, because how I was going to put it felt very uncomfortable. It can be difficult when you just apply spirituality from an intellectual perspective is what I'm talking about. And in the Western world, it's always about more, getting more gadgets, more this, more that. You know, tampering with nature because we want more money to ourselves. We want to build this empire. The good news is that consciousness is crumbling. And we see it happening right in front of our eyes. And that consciousness is the me consciousness. Well, what can I do so I can be awakened, enlightened? Now, hear me now. Stay with me for a minute. You know, if you've been listening to my show, if you're a regular listener, you know that, yes, we must do our work. I mean, I'm not saying get rid of that. That there must come a time where we break away from the me consciousness and tap into the we consciousness. We, yes, consciousness. I like that. Yes. Woo. The me consciousness can end up, if we don't grow up, if we don't mature from the me consciousness, it becomes like a 2-3 year old say, no. There's nothing wrong with that, but, you know, there's a lot of resistance in no. But when you move into the we consciousness and say yes to life, you allow yourself to expand and join hands and hearts and your soul with others. I'm so grateful. I'm hearing this conversation more and more. Yesterday we have Lee McCormick, one of the creators, the downloaders of the work called Dreaming Heaven. And he was talking about what we need. It's community. We need a new community. New, I'm not saying that we need to stop what we're doing, but it's a new consciousness, a new way of thinking about community. We already have it, but we need to change how we think about community and not just play safe and have community on the internet, virtual community. Let's have communities that involve real human contact. We can feel, touch each other, when we can be there for one another. See, when you reach out for to be more for somebody else, when you reach out and tell somebody else, you know what? You betrayed me. You hurt me. But I've done my work because I realize that it begins with me and I have to do my spiritual work. It took a long time, but I want to let you know that I've forgiven you. For those who are ready, they will be set free. You don't even feel bad, regret, or whatever. Some of you may have experienced that, or you know friends who have told their parents, a loved one on a dying bed, that they didn't get along with. But when the person was dying, the daughter, the son, was able to tell the mother, the father, you know, I forgive you. And everybody is set free. This invitation that has been presented to us from life as the host, is to be more, to expand, even in the pain, in the heartache. Reach out and find your community. Reach out and share. Reach out and give. Reach out and contribute. Now, one of the virus of that gets in the way of this expansion, if we look at ourselves as spiritual computers, is this virus of money. Some of us have mastered how to dance with money, and some of us are still learning to dance with money. We hear in the news everything. If we're talking about taking care of children or doing different kind of education or whatever, health care, who's going to pay for it? Who's going to pay for it? We pay for everything else. We pay for, if there's a disaster, the money somehow finds its way out of nowhere. Like Deepak Chopra would say, money will come from wherever the money is. When we reach out and start to create beloved communities where we become an example of what love truly is, and we start to stand for each other's transformation, create a whole new world. Now, the process of creation on the physical plane requires time. And how long, how quick the manifestation, the birthing happens is up to the people who are involved. Because the truth is, think of something that you want right now, something that you've been praying for, asking God for, wishing it happens right now, that you don't already have. That's why you keep praying for it. No judgment. Get out of there. How about if you just sit with the idea that you're not ready for it? Consider that what you've been praying for, asking for, wanting, putting on your vision board, what you've been asking law of attraction to support you in manifesting, you don't have it right now. Maybe it's causing some kind of angst, some frustration, but you're trying to bring yourself back to the middle. The middle is that place of neutrality where all of life is. Trying to bring yourself back to the middle. Consider, maybe you're not ready for it. Some of you might say, I'm ready for it. That's why I'm praying for it. Well, guess what? Brace yourself. You're not. How do I know? Because if you're ready for it, you will have it. See, when you catch a vision, when you catch a desire, when you want something, on the physical plane, it requires time for it to manifest. On a spiritual plane, realm, it already exists. That's why you can catch the idea, catch the vision. That's why it's already in your mind. It already exists. But if you can dance with life, and be careful not to judge the gestation period, you know, that process from womb, the conception, to being in the womb and being birthed. So when you caught the idea, and the idea needs to develop in your consciousness and everybody else involved in the womb of humanity, so that they're ready for it when this baby, when this idea is birthed,
if you're careful not to judge how long it is taking, you continue to inject, if you will, infuse this idea with love, and things start to happen. You start to meet people at the right time. You catch ideas. Somebody wants to fund a project or the loan, or somebody tells you about crowdsourcing. In the Western world, sometimes we want it now. We're busy, trying to get somewhere, as if we get there, we will have what we've always wanted. If we're rushing somewhere, the question is, where are you rushing to? And why are you rushing? Are you rushing because you want to be seen as keep time? Are you rushing because you think, oh, this deal, this is an opportunity of a lifetime? It was never going to come this way again. Please stop it. I get it, I understand. But you know what is much more important is how grounded, how peaceful, how in tune are you with the guidance from within? If you're out of rhythm with nature, chasing a goal, a desire, you are not making room for love. You are just saying, not right now, I'm busy. But if you're saying yes to love, yes would inspire you, saying what we are getting ready to create, this deal, this relationship, this idea, this vision, yeah, say yes to that. You can go to that meeting. Now, that's not right now for that meeting. You will know. It would not be a problem to reschedule a day that you think, oh, my God, I can't. This is the third time we've rescheduled this. If you are listening to the guidance because you have said yes to love, chances are you will call and they're saying, I am so glad we are rescheduling this. Oh, I'm so glad you called. I just was going to call you. Something happened. I got to go out of town. And sometimes people would say, well, if we don't meet, that's it. We're not going to sign a contract. Whatever the contract is. Now, if you're listening to guidance, you might feel like tossed in the wind, like, whoa, what do I need to do? But you're hearing, be still. You're hearing, yes, you can't make that appointment. In saying yes to love, you get the perfect instruction. You receive the divine instruction on what to do, when to do it. And when you develop the ability to say yes to love, when you develop the ability to listen to love, then life is less chaotic. You can be there for others. You can be part of a community rather than, I love what y'all are doing. Oh, my God, I've always been dreaming about that. I'm going to be part of it, but right now I'm busy. The question is, whose business are you being busy for? Is it your business? Is it God's business? Yeah, I know what you're saying. Well, what I'm asking is, you can say, well, yeah, God and I are one, true. But where is that coming from? God and I are one, from an intellectual perspective, is one thing. God and I are one, from a heart-centered space, is a whole new conversation. Oof. Let's see. It's almost time for a celestial moment. And I got some more. I don't know if I'll share this. I think I'm going to share this. But I will share it after a celestial moment. Let's see. Wait a minute. Let me check my notes. I got to say this. Oh, yes. Ooh, yes. I'm going to say this and we're going to take a break, I think. All right. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach Addy radio show. I'm talking to people in my head, don't mind me. And if you have any questions, thoughts, anything you want to add, I have somebody in my head. You got to tell them what they're listening to. It's a radio show, you know. You got to do that perfect thing. Let people know. Can't just be downloading truth. Try to give voice to that. Give voice to that voice. 347-426-3346. You happy now?
Sometimes you give voice to your egoic mind. Sometimes you give voice to that part of you that's scared, that's nervous, that part of you that wants to be perfect. Just give it voice. And once you give it voice, it's like, I feel better now. So here we go. I don't even know how this fit, but I definitely feel like I need to share it. If you're walking around believing, thinking that the world owes you something, the world owes you nothing. Woo, I can't say that. I have to say nothing. The world owes you nothing. That's what I'm going to say. I'm telling you, the world owes you. The truth is, you owe the world something. See, the world is waiting for you. And you got it twisted to think, well, they need to give to me because I'm this and that. Ain't nobody interested in your campaigning. The world owes you nothing. You owe the world something. You owe the world your gifts, your talent, your contribution. And how do you deliver that? You deliver it through action. You get involved. You move beyond just thinking about it, talking about it, thinking about it, talking about it. I've been praying. I've been doing this. Put it into action. Take a step. Pray and move your feet. When you make room for love, you get to experience yourself in a whole new way. And it doesn't mean that you don't experience pain. I'm not trying to say that. And if you think I'm saying that, please delete that thought. It's part of the human experience. It's part of the physical experience. The pain is about when there's resistance, when there's a friction. And as a your spirit is contained in this physical body, what some people call the meat sack, this spacesuit. Your physical body as a container of love, it's not always big enough for the love that you're summoning, the love that you're calling for. So in order to receive love in doses, in large quantity, you need to join forces with other people. You need to take action. So as a community, we have a bigger container to receive love. Individually, you have a smaller container. So if you're just in the me consciousness, people owe me something, well, love will say, okay. And when you do the work, the meditation, the spiritual practice, but you don't make room to join with other containers to create a space for more love to flood through, you feel the resistance. You put pressure on your body, on your mind, because more is trying to flood through you, but you're not opening up. Sometimes the opening is simply saying, I need help. I need support. I need somebody to assist me. I'm struggling. Can you help me? I am ashamed. I feel guilty. I am angry. I'm dealing with jealousy. Fill in the blanks. Sometimes that's all that's needed. And in confessing your truth, your personal truth, what you're experiencing, you make room for more love. Can you imagine arguing with your beloved, your husband, your wife, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, or somebody you just hook up with every now and then, but y'all kind of got something going on, friends with benefits, whatever you want to call it, and you have a disagreement. And you're trying to prove a point. You don't listen to me. No, I listen to you. You just talk too much. If you can find the courage to say, you know what? I snapped at you.
because you hurt me. I snatched you because I felt like you were making me feel less than. If it doesn't shift them, it will shift you because you are speaking your truth. Love is a wonderful host. It will always invite you to partake of the love fest. The question is, are you going to make room for love? The kind of love that causes an inner explosion. The kind of love that is beyond definition. The kind of love that causes, you know, that changes how you see the world. That when you look at the devil, you see God. When you look at a murderer, you see someone who is in pain. When you look at an abuser, you see somebody whose soul, whose experience has been contaminated as a child. And the fact that you have made room for love, in the way, and because you can look at them with eyes of love, you become the perfect healer in that moment. They may never tell you, but they might walk away saying, I don't know what it is about that woman, about that man, about that person. It was something about the way they said what they said. I don't know what it was, but I gotta be different. I gotta be more. There's something in the way they said it that I understood it. There's something in the way they looked at me that said, I can let that go. I can stop judging myself. I can put myself in and go to a recovery center. I can go to a rehab center. I can go to the 12 steps. I can go seek counseling. I can go talk to my pastor. But I don't have to carry the shame, this guilt alone. And because you are listening right now, guess what? You have been appointed to be the healer of the world, the healers of the world. This is a soul agreement. You said you will show up. I said I'll be here to remind ourselves why we're here. So now let's go forth and multiply the consciousness of love. Ah, so it is. It's time to take a break. And I'll take some, I don't know, I think I'll check the chat room later. All right, yeah, let's take a break. Woo! That was good. Woo-wee, that was good. Yes, yes, yes. No, I'm not talking about an egoic thing. I'm talking about a good that comes from deep inside soul. The goodness of what came through. Yeah. Let's take a break. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. We'll be right back.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, this is Mark Hussin, founder of 12radio.com. And I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great, and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
For more information about sponsorship package, send an email to radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. radio@lifeconversationsradio.com.
Hey, this is Jenny Cressman. I've worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years, and I want to give you something to think about. I don't generally like labels, but lately I've begun to feel that one little label is really important to embrace. Feminism. There, I've said it. The new F word. For too many people, that's a dirty word. But really, feminism is about equality. Feminists seek greater social, political, and economic equality of the sexes. It's about raising women up to the same level as men. So, I'm an F word. How about you?
Hi, I'm Mark Husson. When I created 12listen.com, I envisioned a service that could offer immediate relief from the dilemmas of daily life, on demand. I knew that many of you have been hurt by similar services on the internet because I've been in this industry for over 25 years, and I know that when you're hurt, the promise of a fix sounds irresistible, regardless of who's offering. The advisors at 12listen.com are extraordinary, not because they've endured weeks of observation and testing, but because they promise to make their work here their number one priority. That means you will be speaking to someone who's here for you. We're not a perfect service, but we believe becoming a perfect service starts with having the courage to strive for perfection. I am Mark Husson, and 12listen.com and the 12 family are my purpose. Give us a try. And if you've tried us before, try again, because I'm convinced that life is better when you don't feel alone. Thank you.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Received with gratitude. And it's time for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, a.k.a. the Church Lady, the Lady with the Cat. Hey, Cleo. Hey, Celeste. Go to see in the house. The cat, Celeste, the cat lady. Cat C, Cleo C. Okay, stop it.
You are on fire, life coach, today.
There's boys on fire. There's boys on fire. I said yes to love. I make room for love. I don't know what's going to happen when I do that. I have to put ego to the side because I'd be like, wait a minute, don't say that. No, thank you. I receive it. I accept it.
I say, come over here and let me wipe your brow. I know you're sweating over there.
Ooh, that's an inner explosion going on.
It's beautiful.
It's an inner explosion.
It is absolutely beautiful. It's such a joy to hear you just fly, you know. And, you know, and give ouchies. You know what? Life doesn't owe us anything. Okay, fine.
Life what?
Life doesn't owe us anything. Is that something you said? Owie.
You had an ouch out of that? Is that what you said?
Just a little bit. Get real.
Why?
Why? Well, sometimes truth feels like a mother's, you know, rubbing your head and baby is going to be okay. And then sometimes it's a little pat on the bottom, like wake up, shake it up, cut it out. Get ready for love,
right,
you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know what we call that, the kiss or smack kiss approach? Just kidding.
What is it? Is a slap? What did Betty call it? It's a kiss. No, the slap and kiss approach. I think that's what. I don't remember.
There you go. Why you feel the stitches?
No, I was told that what I do. Betty said, you know the perfect way to slap somebody, and just as it's registering that they got slapped, you just give them a kiss that they forget they got slapped.
There you go. But they're tingling. But they're tingling with the knowledge that's helping them to become awake to their true identity. Every once in a while, we might need that. I'm just saying.
I am the kiss of life. I make room for love.
And I take no responsibility for if it stings or if it strengthens your consciousness. I say yes. And the same thing applies to me.
Well, I have your celestial moment handy here. And we also have some questions from listeners. So you let me know.
Well, while you're doing the celestial moment, tell Cleo to stand by the door because we don't want you to be interrupted while you're coming, while you're doing your celestial moment. Cleo! Do your job.
All right. Okay. Calling her out like that is going to make her do something, I'm telling you. Good afternoon, family. My name is Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moment. Numbers give us information to help us navigate and embrace all that is showing up in our life right now. I come bearing a number gift. 9 is the energy of the day. And if it happens to be your birthday, this is your lesson number for the whole year. Mars is the ruling planet of number 9. And Mars is named after the Roman god of war. So its energy is about aggressiveness, assertiveness, challenges, and being emotional. Not necessarily a touchy-feely planet. It is all about completion. Since 9 is the end of the cycle, we break down and let go in order to experience expansion. Old things die away, particularly dead wood. There is no life in these old things. It's time to receive the gift of pruning. Ouch, I hear you say. But who really knows what a butterfly feels in a cocoon? Its number is also 9. From the medicine cards, the butterfly feels the stages of development, and its gift is self-transformation, so we may start anew. The letters that represent 9 are I and R, so words like introspection, regal, interior, and reality connect us to the magical energy of the number 9. Then we have the Hermit of Tarot. The Hermit is astrologically connected to the sign of Virgo, the virgin who is whole unto herself. But today, we're going to put the spotlight on how 9 shows up in Mother Peace Tarot. The number 9 is the Crone, a wise elder woman standing at the crossroads. She has her staff and a snake tangled up into a ball of light, showing her the way. The snake represents wisdom. The staff keeps her connected to the earth and grounds her. In the background, we see snow-covered mountains. This speaks of the obstacles and the challenges she has endured. She asks, which path will lead her home? She quiets down and listens. Now, with the blessings and the lessons, she is confident in her embodied truth. She can trust her inner guidance. There's a laughing goddess on the sign, reminding our dear friend and us that all paths are good. So keep it moving. All is well. And that's the story of 9, told through the Crone of Mother Peace Tarot. I'll see you soon, round 1, for another celestial moment. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, Celeste, for all you do.
My pleasure.
I think I'm ready. Okay, now stop messing around. Mercury, go sit your hips down somewhere. Ain't nobody got time for you playing with my lappy. Stop it. So anyway.
And when he says lappy, he means his computer. I keep telling you. Americans don't call it lappy.
Well, now they do because you did. My laptop is my laptop. That's right. You know. So anyway. This thing called life is yummy. You know, it's exciting. It's intoxicating. And it requires that we come out from amongst them. We, as I shared in the daily thought, we can be in the world but not of the world. We are here to write our own script. to read our own script, to act out, to play out our own script. And when we find the courage, when we allow the courage, when we tap into the courage to do that, the world will be a better place because you will be a better human being and you will see the world differently. It's just an amazing thing, you know?
Yes.
It's a universal mind trick. Mind trick. Trick or treat! So the universe tricks you, and once you catch the new awareness, you get a treat. You get to fall in love with yourself like, oh my God, I'm so in a better place. You start to receive the universal candy, and you can't help but give it to other people. You're like, take some of this, have some of that. Oh, no, take that. You know? And it's not just limited to one day. But anyway, let's do questions.
All right. Yes.
That was good. I don't know where that came from, but I know where everything else comes from. That was good. So anyway, let's do questions.
My pleasure. Okay. This is from Linda. Dear Life Coach Today, I have a friend who is depressed, and it's hard to get her to leave her house. While I want to support her, I'm not sure if I have the energy to deal with the ups and downs of consistently being rejected. I'm starting to feel like I'm nagging her. What's the fine line between supporting her and respecting her wishes to be alone? Linda.
Well, it is a fine line, but the great thing about how we have been created is there is a memory, there is a sensor, there is an awareness, there is a consciousness that is us, that is inside of us, but is us, that lets you know when that line is being frayed. So you said, I'm not sure if I have the energy to deal with the ups and downs of consistently being rejected. Now, when you start to feel rejected, because here's the thing, can you imagine a doctor feeling rejected because a patient didn't show up or, you know, they had an appointment? If that's your role, then you're not really dealing with rejection. When you start to feel rejected, it just might be a signal that you're looking for some kind of approval. So if you're doing what you're doing because you have been led, guided to do it, and you know that your friend is depressed, and when people are depressed, when people are in their pain, they think differently, then you can be different. Maybe you're expecting too much from somebody who's finding it hard to leave the house to be compassionate. They're struggling for life. They're struggling to catch an inspiration. They're struggling to express themselves because they are depressed. So now, no judgment. If you're looking for approval to prove to your friend that you're always there for them, well, that's fine. You can recognize it and let it go. But you can also then move and be clear that maybe the next level for your friend's healing, if you will, you're not equipped to deal with that. We must know our role. We must know what role we're playing in somebody's life. Now, I don't know if your friend is dealing with chemical depression. Maybe life is happening and they're just struggling through it. Maybe she needs, she or he, I don't know. Oh, yeah, it's her. Maybe she needs to go see a counselor, a therapist. Maybe she needs medication. Maybe she needs to go see a doctor. Now, maybe you can kind of see how that can happen. Maybe you want to invite others, the community, to support you in helping this lady who's struggling, because when someone is depressed, it's like drowning. Like, I want to get out of this water, I want to swim, but I can't come to the top. So, you know, it's a little bit more about respecting her wishes to be alone. Yeah, I'm just going to go out there. Someone who's depressed, sometimes they don't know what they want. They know they want to live or they're struggling. It's a little bit more than that. just be supportive and ask. Ask for guidance. If you need to find a doctor, a therapist, invite the community, church members, spiritual center communities, whatever it is. And know that you need help, because when we're taking care of other people, we need help because it tugs on us emotionally. Taking care of people tugs on you emotionally. So if you're consistently feeling like you're being rejected, maybe you need a place to just talk about what you're dealing with, the burden that you're feeling, to be there for a friend while you somehow you'll convince yourself that you're the only one she has and all that stuff. And it is what it is. It's time to inject life into this situation and ask for help. It's not always easy. It's a dance. It is a fine line. And sometimes it's not. It's just know when to push, when to let go. Ask for help. You may go and talk to a therapist and see if you can bring them together, and she might trade like, I didn't ask you to go do that. That's okay. We'll deal with whatever comes up. It's you saying yes to the invitation of life to allow more love. So find a place for you to heal and address and become aware of your inner conflicts. And then you don't even have to worry about respecting her wishes, because you're doing your work and you're receiving guidance. You might wake up one morning and be told exactly what to do. Healing is a journey. Support from a place of awareness. And do what you feel is right. But be careful not to look for not payback, but recognition, that's the word. It is nice to get it. It is nice for somebody that we've helped to say, you know, you really helped me during a challenging time, and it's important. Approval is important. But make sure you are very careful how you go about that. And which inspires something that happened over the weekend with me, somewhat. I might, maybe if we have time to share after the questions, we'll do that. So there you go, Linda. That's your answer. Hope that helps.
Wow. You know, this time of year, we're coming into this time of year where the highest numbers of people dealing with depression during the holidays is coming up. So mm-hmm. I appreciate you, Linda, for asking that question. Okay, so Second question from Julie. Dear Life Coach Today, I keep hearing that in order to get the love I want, I need to love myself. I've been working on loving myself, but I still feel so alone. I miss being touched intimately. What can I really learn in this moment? I'm ready for love. Julie.
All right, Julie, I'm not going to sing. I had my mouth open. I stopped myself. I was going to sing in the Aries song. I guess I'm going to sing. You're ready for love, huh? You ready for love? Are you ready for all that it brings? All the love, the joy, the pain? Because love will bring pain too. No, let me rephrase that. Love doesn't bring pain. When love shows up, there will be some stretching that's needed. And that stretching, sometimes you can feel some pain. Now, yes. Said, keep hearing, in order to get the love you want, you need to love yourself. Yes, 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 that is so true. At the same time, it is not either or, because we can learn to love ourselves by being in a relationship with someone who supports us just by loving us just as we are. So, yes, I understand you got to love yourself first before somebody else loves you. I get it. Get it. But at the same time, you said, I am ready for love. Now, let love come in whatever way love wants to come. Your work is not to get addicted to the love that is coming from the so-called other, because now you're having your needs met. You said you were alone. Now, if someone comes into your life and they become a drug, if you are not doing your work to know love for yourself to know love as you than the other person that touches you intimately, that meets your needs, that causes you to not feel alone, will eventually become a drug that you get addicted to, and then you kill that you love. That's what that means. You must love yourself in order to receive, in order to be, in order to experience the love that you want. Because if you don't love yourself, you start fooling yourself, convince yourself to believe that this love can only come from somebody else. But it can come from somebody else. And while it's coming from somebody else, you've got to keep doing your own work. The truth is, when people love us, people will say, oh, my God, they love me. They love my dirty drawers. They love everything about me. Really, what they're doing is simply standing in the place for you to accept yourself fully. The freedom that you feel, the acceptance that you feel, that inner, oh, I can't wait to go home. Let me text them. Let me Facebook them. Let me Skype them real quick at work. Oh, I won't turn on the camera so nobody can see. You know, that feeling, you're the one generating it because you, somewhere in your mind, you have allowed yourself to suspend judgment of who you are and allowed yourself to believe that this person loves you no matter what. And when you suspend judgment, oh, my God, in an explosion. So, yeah, make room to be touched intimately. But be awake and be clear that if you don't continue to do your spiritual work, your spiritual practice, when you're being touched in the right place, you will be fooled to believing that love only comes from another, and then they become a drug, and then we're not going to be dealing with, I think I need intervention. You don't have time for that. I don't have time for that. So, yes. Open yourself up to love. Make room for love by loving yourself and just exploring life. You're ready for love? Then put yourself in a place where you're going to meet the one. I don't know if I should say that. well, I'm going to say it because I heard it. And this is for everybody else. Maybe you need to learn how to touch yourself intimately so that you know what feels good and what doesn't, rather than if you haven't experiment with yourself and somebody that you believe loves you, and they start touching you what they consider to be intimately, it may not feel good because, okay, this is going to be a downer. It may trigger something, some memory. And now you're thinking, oh, I've got to put up with it because, you know, it's better than being alone. But if you learn what feels good for yourself, and this, I'm really, really serious about this conversation. Part of loving yourself is learning how you can touch yourself intimately. And I'm not just talking about sexually. I'm talking about being able to hold yourself, being able to give yourself a hug, being able to just allow yourself to have the experience that you say you want. There you have it, Julie. I think you got enough there.
Well, okay,
that's a good question.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Do you want to take that or do you want the other question?
Yeah, I think it's a good time to take this next question.
I think so.
I'd be triggered what I say. Okay, let's take a call. Ebony and Ivory. See, those of you who are listening for the first time, I have a great singing voice, but my singing voice is still sleeping. Actually, my singing voice is just waking up because my singing voice is always gigging every night, so it doesn't wake up quite early. So don't judge my voice. Ivory from Florida. How are you?
Yes, hi. I'm fine.
Hi.
I have a bit of a question. I'm divorced, and I have three children from my marriage, and I don't get out much. You know, I've been raising my kids and, you know, trying to go on with my life, and I find that I masturbate a lot. And I think that that's a cop-out. For me, I feel guilty after I, you know, not during, but after. I feel guilty because I feel like I'm cheating myself out of what's to come for me. So my question to you is masturbation hindering me from finding true love?
I'm here. I'm here. Don't worry. I'm here. I just had to lose. But I
was like, is it too much? Is it too much? I'm sorry.
No, that's like, oh, Lord, I done opened myself up to this guy.
Right? Exactly. I didn't put it all out there, and then he just, like, didn't say anything.
Ooh, I like that. Now, so your question is masturbating stopping you from experiencing true love? Is that the question?
Yes.
That's funny. Okay. You know, I'm going to do something different. What do you think?
What do I think?
Yeah.
I think it is because, you know, whenever I feel that way, I do that instead of, you know, searching for...
Okay, slow down. Let's take this one step. Whenever I feel that way, I do that. What way? What's that way you
whenever
feel?
Whenever I feel horny and feel like I need to get off, then I just get myself off. However, I feel that I'm cheating myself.
Okay.
Out of, you know, a real man.
Okay. Okay, so let's try this. Let's just go on a journey. You know, you don't have to take anything I say. You can say, well, that's a load of BS or, well, that works. just pretend we're walking down and we're talking about this and nobody else is listening. They are listening, but because they need to listen. So here's what I would say. The idea.
I'm trying to make it work. You know, Mercury's retrograde.
Okay, we're back.
So here's the thing. In your question, you talked about feeling guilty. Now, I'm going to ask you a question here. Before, during your marriage and before, did you used to masturbate?
Yes.
Okay, did you feel guilty after?
No, because I wasn't a good marriage, so I didn't feel guilty at all.
Okay, so correct me if I'm wrong here. So it wasn't a good marriage, so you felt like, if you can't give me what I need, I'm going to take care of myself.
That
kind of energy. Okay, good. All right, cool. So it sounds like, in a way, go ahead.
Oh, now I feel like, you know, because I'm single, I've been divorced for 6 years, and I've been doing this, as opposed to going out and dating, and you know, it's just too much for me. However, each time I have an orgasm, I do feel guilty because it's like this is a quick fix to, in place of whatever, you know, in place of a man, it's a quick fix for me. And I feel like I want to remarry. I do. However, I feel like the masturbation is getting in the middle of it.
The masturbation ain't getting in the middle of it. You're getting in the middle of it. You don't blame masturbation. You're the one doing it. Like, man, every time I try and go out and go, masturbation say, hey, you know you want me. No! No. Let's tell the truth. Now, here's the thing. Here's what I would say. It does sound, from what you're saying and from what I hear, there's a part of you that feels like you're using it as a drug. Like, if I can just give myself let me put it that way. It's like a painkiller to quench that feeling of loneliness, aloneness. Well, I know I can take care of myself. I know what to do. Now, I want you to kind of play with is, what are you really avoiding when you resort to masturbation? There's nothing wrong with that. Clearly,
I'm avoiding the whole dating thing and the whole meeting someone. And, you know, I don't want to have sex. You know, I can't have sex as soon as I meet a person. So, but I would want to because, you know, it's just in my nature. And to avoid doing that, I just masturbate. And I feel like it's just getting me through. I don't know.
So
I need your help.
Let me ask you this. How when did you divorce your husband?
I've been divorced for 6 years.
6 years. So in the divorce, did you get any professional help?
Yes. But I don't disclose my masturbation to my therapist.
Okay. Ah, so you get into it good. So why?
Because I feel kind of, I don't know, I think they'll look at me like a dirty freak. I don't know.
Well, you don't know, and you won't find out until you let them know. Now, here's the thing. I sense that you look at yourself as a dirty freak.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I do.
See, when we have judgment about anything that we do, even if it's good or bad or not, it really doesn't matter. When we have judgment about what we are doing, then we can't even allow ourselves to move forward. So the guilt that you feel about masturbating, it sounds to me that you need some work. You need some help with understanding your own sexuality, that you know that it's okay to pleasure yourself. But when it becomes a way to avoid your real feelings of avoidance, when it becomes a drug and then you withhold because of fear of judgment, and even with your therapist, then real healing can happen. And what happens is when the feeling rises up to be healed and you resort to masturbation, after that you're like, oh, that was okay, it's over now. Now you feel guilty because you know that you haven't really addressed the real desire.
Correct.
So the masturbation is not getting in the way. It's you not wanting to confront your own feelings, your own emotions. That's what's getting in the way.
But I think masturbation is so much better than having sex because you don't have to deal with all that.
Are you trying to defend your point that you're asking me to help you with? Is that what you're trying to do? So
yes.
Okay. Why are we even having this conversation? If masturbation is so much better than sex, why are we even having this conversation?
No, it's not so much better. I don't know. You kind of explained it, you know. I'm avoiding the real truth. Like, masturbation is not wrong. However, what I'm using it in place of is wrong. Am I correct?
I don't want to say wrong. I want to say you're avoiding something. I don't want to go into that wrong, because the minute you say it's wrong, then your mind takes yeah, that's wrong. And then you start to feel guilty. Because masturbation is just what it is. It's your judgment, your interpretation of it. So what I'm saying is you're avoiding. That's what your conversation is about. You're avoiding the real healing. So you find a way. It's like a drug addict, an alcoholic. They avoid life and they numb themselves from feeling. They go get a drink. They go.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I get it now.
Because they don't want to feel the pain of what's
coming
up. So I
need to go to Masturbators Anonymous.
That's right. My name is Ivy, and I am a masturbator.
Right? That's what I feel like I need to go to, like a support group or something.
A support group can definitely help. I don't know if are you still seeing your therapist?
I am.
Well, I think I would suggest that you have the conversation. Now, think about this. I know it's easy. Radio is easy because nobody gets to see you, so you feel a little bit safer. But you've started to put voice. You've told the whole world about what you do. And so why not tell your therapist in a room where the door is closed and it's just can just say, listen, this is something I've been dealing with. I had a conversation with a coach on the radio. I can't even believe I called and said that. I don't know why I can't say telling, but I did. So but at least say, you know, I have judgment of this. And you can get to the root of the matter, no pun intended. You can get to the bottom.
Yeah.
You can get to the bottom of it. No matter what word I use, it's going to sound, but I'm not, no pun intended. But it's really about getting to the bottom of what you are avoiding.
Yeah.
And you get to, and that your therapist may be able to help you or refer you to somebody else, a sex therapist, a support group. That is okay. Love, sexuality, it is part of who we are. Feeling good feels good. But when feeling good becomes a drug, we need to pay attention.
Yeah, and I need to pay attention, definitely.
Here's what I'm going to say to you, my dear friend. Thank you for being bold enough to share your story. Thank you for being willing to grow and making room for love. Now I'm going to challenge you. When is your next appointment with your therapist?
Tuesday, next Tuesday.
Okay, I want you to make a promise with yourself that you're going to have a conversation with your therapist about this. Will you?
Yes, I will do it. I will talk to my therapist about my masturbation.
And so it is, you've confessed, and now watch what will happen in your life. You talked about even the marriage wasn't a good marriage. Maybe some of the things you have been avoiding is what caused your marriage not to be that good. So now you're opening yourself up. Okay, you're opening yourself up for more by confessing and facing your truth. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I would love to hear down the line the new awareness that came up for you once you had the conversation with your therapist. So don't judge yourself.
I would definitely call you back and let you know how that went, or, you know, how it didn't go and whether or not I'm still doing what I'm doing.
You can still do it, but then, you know, it's kind of like, you know, people use painkiller as a drug. All kind of drugs.
It is a drug. Right
now, that's right, it's an addiction for you right now. But I'm not saying you should stop doing it. Oh, never. But stop using it, because right now there's an addiction. There's something you're avoiding. And you bring balance to it. Then when you make room for the person, the next man into your life, you can enjoy it together. And then you get to do things that you thought about that you were afraid to share in your last marriage, and you get to do it together with the one you love. I mean, come on. Does it get better than that? Yes, it does. All right, darling.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you. Yes, indeed. That's what I'm talking about, making room for love, confronting your fears, your doubts, your worries. And while some of you are going, oh, my God, did she just say that? And some of you are like, why would she call on the radio and say that? Yeah, your issues just got, she just gave an opportunity to see your own issues, to see your issues in black and white. Okay, stop it. We've got some more questions. I know Celeste is trying to catch her breath right there.
Ivy, that's such a brave question. Thank you, darling. Thank you. Thank you for that. I'm good. Yes, I am catching my breath. But I'm going to keep it going here because there's a Mark here. You got time for Mark?
Yeah, let's see. Is Ivy still on? Ivy, hold on. Don't hang up yet, okay? There's a link in the chat room. I'm not sure if you're in the chat room. Let's see if we can. How many questions do we have left? One or two?
We have one more.
Oh, okay, cool. We can do it. And then we can find out if Ivy is in the chat room so she can see this link. Yeah, this madamnoir.com, they have a lot of information. So, okay, let's do the last question then.
Dear Life Coach Today, my son is 11. When I'm reprimanding him, my wife jumps in and coddles him. My wife didn't grow up with the father in the household, and she thinks I'm being too hard on him. I tell her that I'm teaching him to be a man. She's teaching him how to play us against each other. Do you have any suggestions for how I should handle this, Mark?
It's interesting that your name is Mark, and one of the disciples of JC, and discipline is not just, I don't know if reprimanding means you're whooping the child or just correcting him. I don't know. But, you know, being a disciple is when you're disciplining your disciples, you're correcting them. You're letting them know a better choice. And your name is Mark, so it's just perfect. Well, clearly you and your wife have something to get really clear about. Your son is 11. You talk about your wife not growing up with a father in the household. She thinks you're being too hard on him. 11 years, and y'all ain't figured out how to raise your son, let's just stop right there. I'm not judging. I just really want you to hear that. 11 years, you've had, you know, your son is an opportunity for you and your wife to meet heart to heart how to discipline your children. And if at 11 you're still having this, then there's something you need to look at. There's something your wife needs to look at. You said, I'm teaching him, how to be a man. I think I said, I heard something like that. Yeah, I tell her I'm teaching him how to be a man. Reprimanding. I mean, I don't know what you're doing, but clearly you say your wife jumps in and cuddles him. That's confusion there. What y'all teaching him, you know, you said she's teaching him how to play us against each other. No. I think you and your wife are teaching your son confusion. And you're teaching him how to be in his marriage, in his relationship. So I think you guys need to get clear. Because sometimes we don't always have a conversation. And, you know, it's part of parenting. I always say, if you've heard the show before, parenting is the highest form of spiritual practice. It's the highest form. Forget meditation. Forget going on the mountain and not eating, fasting for 40 days. And yeah, anybody can do that. Raising another human being, raising a spirit, that's the highest form of spiritual practice. So I commend you. I'm not judging you. And I even commend you for asking the question. But you and your wife need to get real and get to the bottom of something. So if your judgment of her is she jumps in because she didn't have a father in the house, or she doesn't know how a father should be treating a son, and your wife is saying no, you're not being a good father. There's a lot of judgment about parenting and fatherhood. Just because someone didn't grow up with a father doesn't mean they don't know how to parent. There are people who would say a mother can never raise a boy to be a man. I disagree. Some people, it's about consciousness. It's about intention. But that's a whole different topic. We don't have a lot of time for it. What I will say to you, Mark, you and your wife need to get help. You need to find a group, a rite of passage, a parenting group. You need to talk to somebody and get clear about what parenting means for both of you. And when you get when you get clarity on how you want to parent, then you bring that to your son. Because right now there's confusion, so you're teaching your son confusion. That's what you're teaching him. So my suggestion, you and your wife need to find a place to meet heart to heart. And you're teaching him to be a man. What reprimanding. That can mean a lot of different things. It takes more than reprimanding somebody to teach them to be a man. Sometimes it's helping them take responsibility for their actions, helping them feel their emotions, have a conversation where they get to tap into themselves and respond and let them answer the question to the things that they so-called did wrong. But I don't have the bigger picture. So what I'm really, real short is you and your wife need to meet and get a new awareness, okay? So, Celeste, that's it. So
yes, that's Celeste, it. Wow, Life Coach Today, you have a recommendation to continue the love, masturbation, perhaps a sexual freedom show as a topic from love and happiness. I think that's a great idea.
Okay.
I'll get on that.
Yeah. Well, we'll do a show on that. I want to do a show on that in November, and I want to talk about men. From boys to men, you know, raising boys to be a man, and we'll have the brothers, and I'm going to have somebody else that I want to bring in. So, yeah, we'll do a show on that in November. Well, it's time to release the show. Thank you, Celeste. Joint Ambassador tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern. Celeste on Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern. Ambassador, the Play Experience. Celeste, Celestial Show. The Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show is going to rerun broadcast on Within Radio. Time, stop it! Okay, let's just go out with this. Let's relax. I won't play all of it. What's it? On Saturday, make sure you join me for the Sounds of Soul on 12radio.com. I'll be back next week, and I trust. And well, actually, wait a minute. Vanessa, is my vacation next week? I don't remember. I think it is, right?
Yes.
Unmute yourself. Oh,
yes.
Oh, okay. I'm gone for a week. Can't leave you hanging like that. There's a voice here. Don't tell them. They will miss you. But I got to be honest. I got to make room for love. So you can get my medicine and you can go to bed with me. Not literally. With the meditation.
Go to bed with you?
This.
Whoa. Some of us already do. In the archive.
Goodbye. Bless you. I appreciate you. I thank God for you. See you when I come back. Taking a week off. Bye.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.